Kanti Angira Bhushana Tina Vansha Avilasi Sachi Garbe Parakasi Sangilana Parishad Gana Goda Hari Avatari Premier Avadada Kodi Saddila Maneda Tina Kaja Radhikara pranapati kiba bhave kande niti iha bhuje bhakata samaja Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Dhamma adhamma kichuna bachila jachiya dileka kola kahe premananda emana goranga hridaya dhariya bola bhaj goranga kaha goranga laha gorangera namare bhaj goranga kaha goranga laha gorangera namare Jai Jana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoy Amar Prana Re Jai Jana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoy Amar Prana Re Jai Jana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoy Amar Prana Re Jai Jana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoy Amar Prana Re Yashaiva padhambuja bhakti labhya premabhidhana parama pumarta tasmai jagan mangala mangalaya chaitanya chandraya namo namaste chaitanya chandraya namo namaste ananda lila maya vigrahaya hemabhidibhya chavisundaraya tasmai mahaprema rishra pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Yannaptam karma nishtayana cha samadhi gitam yat tapo dhyana yoga Vairagyais chagatattva stuti virapina yat tarkitam chapi kaischit Govinda prema bhajam apina cha kalitam yad rahasyam swayam tan Nam naiva padura siddha vatardi pariyatram tam nomi goram. Chaitanya Chandraya namo namaste. Chaitanya Chandraya namo namaste. Sri Chaitanya Chandraya namo namaste. So, some devotees asked us if we would have some class or something. So we thought it would be nice to have something about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in particular about the holy name. I'm a little confused because some of the things I'd like to share with you are some things we just shared a few days ago with some of the devotees in Puri, and several of those devotees are here, and I don't want to make it too repetitious for anybody, but there's a lot of very interesting things. There's a number of questions that we have before us tonight that I'd like to try to address. We're singing this popular song, Bhaja Goranga, Kaha Goranga, Laha Gorangera Namare, that we should worship Goranga, Bhaja Goranga, Kaha Goranga, you should speak about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Laha Gorangera Namare, we should chant the name of Goranga. Jai Jana Goranga Bhaji Sehoy Amara Prana Re. And he says that whoever worships Goranga is my life and soul. So, the worship of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very special. Lochan Das Thakur, in one song, he's described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Chana Avatar, where he's come in this special age of Kali, which is special because he's present in this age. And he's giving this Nam Sankirtan. Nam Sankirtan is the most glorious and wonderful thing that there is. I can read a few verses to all of you, perhaps, about the glories of the holy name. Very nice statements. The Lagu Bhagavatamrita describes Gokoti Dhanam Grahane Kagasya Prayaga Gangot Daka Kulpavasaha Yagyayutam Meru Suvarna Dhanam Govinda Kirtir Nasamam Satam Sai. You may give 10 million cows in charity during a solar eclipse, a very auspicious time to give charity. You may stay for one kalpa in the waters of the Ganga at Prayag. You may perform 10,000 yajñas, and you may give in charity a mountain of gold equal to Mount Meru. But all of these things are not equivalent to 100th part of the chanting of one name of Govinda. Giving 10 million cows in charity during a solar eclipse, staying for a kalpa in the waters of the Ganga at Prayag, performing 10,000 yajñas, giving in charity a Mount Meru of gold, not equal to 100th part of one name, or the name of Lord Govinda. Some of the Skanda Purana describes Dana Brita Tapastirta Ketradaninam Chayastitaha Saktayo Deva Mahatam Sarva Papahara Subaha Rajasu Yashamedanam Jnana Sadhyatma Vastunaha Akrishaharina Sarvaha Stapita Sveshu Namasu. Krishna, previously, he took all the power, all the benefits that are there in giving charity, in performing bratas, vows, doing austerities, and going on pilgrimage, worship of the demigods, worship of the great souls, as well the Rajasui and Ashwamedha yajñas, all the knowledge of self-realization. He took all the power and all the benefits of those things, and he placed all of them in the holy name. So many statements are there about the power of the holy name. But there's another question that comes before us. Why it is that our acharyas, like Raghunath Das Goswami, in the beginning of Mukta Charit, he begins with a Mangalacharna, famous Mangalacharna prayer, you may know, that he says that Nama Shrestham Manamapi Satchiputram Madra Sarupam, etc. He offers prayers to his Gurudev. And he begins by describing that my Gurudev has given me Nama Shrestham, the topmost name. Why does he not say Nama Shrestha? Maybe he just didn't have enough syllables in the Sanskrit verse, so he just added a word or something. Well, it's not for that reason. There's a purport to it. There's a very deep purport to it. In every Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma is always a chanting of the holy names. But in this Kali Yuga, there's something different. And it's really very, very important that we understand what that difference is. And to understand that difference, we have to understand something about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's not that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an avatar or an incarnation come to do the Yuga Dharma. Rather, Jiva Goswami and Krishnadas Kaviraj and our other acharyas, they've described that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adiyulu chapter 3, Kaviraj Goswami, he says there that E mata chaitanya krishna purna bhagavan yuga dharma pavartana nahi tanrakam. That doing this yuga dharma is just an incidental thing. And that's not the purpose that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for. Now he says that purna bhagavan avatari jay kali arasabha avatara kante ashimile. That when the Supreme Lord descends, Swayam Rup Govinda, the original personality of Godhead, then all the other different avatars, they also appear within him. Ataiva Vishnu Takan Krishna Rasharire Vishnu Dhare Kore Krishna Ashura Samhare. At that time, Vishnu is in the body of Krishna, and Krishna kills the demons through him. Prabhupada sometimes comments on that. Krishna doesn't have to kill the demons. He doesn't have to go check into work every day and do some business as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's simply enjoying with Radharani and the gopis in Braj. And actually, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he even goes a step further. He says that Krishna can't do anything else. He has no other option because he's mugda in Braj. Mugda means he's bewildered. Just like a young boy in school who's trying to take a test and there's a very pretty girl sitting next to him. So that boy, he can't focus his mind on that test. He can't think of it. He's just thinking of this pretty girl. So Krishna, similarly, he's completely absorbed in thinking of the love of Srimati Radharani and the gopis. So he's mugda. And his quality of sarvagya, of being omniscient, which is manifest in Vaikuntha, in Ayodhya, in Dwarka, that quality becomes covered over by Yoga Maya. And sometimes it's manifest, and sometimes it's not manifest. So Yoga Maya, she makes some arrangement. There's two energies of the Lord called Karshana and Stapana, which when the some demon comes, then that manifestation of the expansion of the Lord, his Vishnu expansion, he takes over. And then he kills the demon. But then when the demon's finished being killed and Radharani's there with Krishna, then the Stapati Shakti takes him out of Krishna's body and pulls him up into the sky. And when he finishes killing the demon, or when Krishna needs him to kill another demon again, then it pulls him back into Krishna's body again. That's described in Padma Purana by Lord Shiva to Parvati. It's another interesting discussion. So Krishna, he said that Yuga Dharma Parvartana Hoya Angsa Hoite Amavina Nanye Nade Braja Prema Dite. That my plenary portions, they can establish the principles of religion for each age. It's not necessary for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the pinnacle of our Gaudiya philosophy. We should understand something about him. If we don't understand deeply the nature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then really what's different from us than the Ramanuja Sampradaya or the Madhva Sampradaya or some other Sampradaya? And it's not just that we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came just for the purpose of opening vegetarian restaurants and teaching about reincarnation. There's some higher, deeper purposes, and we should understand that. So Krishna said that Yuga Dharma Pavartana Hoya Angsa Hoite, my expansions, my plenary portions, they can establish the principles of religion for each age. But Ama Bina Anya Nari Braja Prema Ditti. But only I can give Braja Prema. No one else can give this Braja Prema. So this is the secret of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Nam Bhajan. Jiva Goswami, in one purport in 6th Canto Bhagavatam, he describes there's two types of chanting Krishna Nam. There's Kevala Nam, common chanting. It's found in the dictionary. Anyone can open the dictionary and read Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, like that. You can read it in the dictionary, you can read it in a book. But the second type of chanting is Sneha Samyukta. And there's a difference between the two. And what that Sneha Samyukta, that chanting which is endowed with affection is a very, very deep, very, very esoteric thing. It's a very special thing. We find throughout the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the phrase Prema Sankirtan, or Prema Nam, is given many times. Why the adjective prema? What is the necessity of giving the adjective prema? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did Nam Sankirtan. He chanted Krishna Nam. What is the necessity of saying prema Nam or prema Nam Sankirtan? This is a very, very wonderful thing. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a story of Haridas Thakur. And how on one occasion he was tested by Maya Devi personified. It's a very heavy test. We get tested by a tiny fraction of Maya Devi's potency, and we find it very, very difficult. But Haridas Thakur was tested personally by Maya Devi. And he just told her, anyway, you just wait for some time, I'll satisfy your desires. I think you know that story. And he just made her sit and listen to him chant Krishna Nam. And he defeated her by the chanting of Krishna Nam. And after listening to the chanting of Haridas Thakur for some time, Maya Devi, she fell at the feet of Haridas Thakur. And she begged mercy from him. And I'll sing a few verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'll sing the Bengali verse, and then we can sing Hare Krishna back together. It would be nice. So Maya Devi, she told Haridas Thakur, Krishna Nama Deha Tumi More Kara Danya Amare Basaya Jache She prayed to him that you please give me Krishna Nam. And if you give me this Krishna Nam, then More Koro Dhanya, then I'll become Dhanya. It's a little ironic because Dhanya is also one of the names of the goddess of fortune. And sometimes at Maya Devi, it means one who's very, very fortunate. So, but then I'll really become fortunate. Amare Bashaya Jache A Prema Dhanya. You give me that Krishna Nam so that I can also float in the flood of Krishna Prema that's being distributed. This was Maya Devi's prayer to Haridas Thakur. And then Kaviraj Goswami describes a few verses later. Chaitanya Vatare Krishna Preme Lubrahana Brahma Shiva Sanakari Priti Janiya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. A very amazing thing that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared here in this world, when he came, Krishna Premi Lubdhahana, many people, they also came. Lord Brahma came, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras came. They took birth in this place because Krishna Premi Lubdhahana. They were very, very greedy to get this Krishna Prem that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was distributing. Krishna Nama Rana Nache Prema Vanya Base Narada Paladari Ase Manishya Prakase. Also came. And they all came in the form of some disguise as ordinary human beings. And all of them, they came for the purpose of chanting Krishna Nam with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to get this Krishna Prem. Lakshmi Hare Kori Krishna Prem Nama Prema Aswadila Manushe. Lakshmi Adi, and so many other goddesses of fortune and other exalted personalities, they came because Krishna Premi Lubdhahana. They were all very greedy. I want to get this Krishna Prem. Nama Prema Ashadila Manusha Janya. They all took birth as human beings so that they could taste this Krishna Prem, so they could chant Krishna Nam. Yet? that coming to this age and taking birth and chanting Krishna Nam is a special thing? Well, just in case you're not convinced, even after hearing that Brahma and Shiva and Narad Muni and the four Kumaras and Prahlad and Lakshmi Devi have all taken birth, someone else has also come. He says, what to speak of others? Even the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna. He's taking birth in this age because he wants to taste the nectar of chanting Krishna Nam. Kaviraj Goswami goes on. Mayodasi prema mage ite ki vishmaya sadhu kripa nama bina prema rajamaya. Hare Krishna,
Hare
So understanding that, why should we be surprised that Maya Devi, she's coming and she's begging for this thing. If Krishna himself is coming. And then he says a very wonderful thing. Sadhu kripa nam bina prema na janmai. If you want to get this Krishna prema, two things are required. And without these two things, Krishna prema will never take birth in you. Sadhu kripa nam bina. Without the mercy of the sadhu, and without the chanting of the holy name, prema na janmaya, this Krishna prema won't manifest. And what to speak for ourselves, but it won't manifest even in the Supreme Personality of Godhead when He comes. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described in Chaitanya Bhagavat that here in Navadvip, the son of Mother Sachi, he was going every day to the Ganga to take bath. And when he was going there, sometimes he would find the clothes of the Vaishnavas who were taking bath in the Ganga, and he would fold them very nicely and take care of them to render some service to the Vaishnavas. And Kaviraj Vrindavan Das Thakur describes that Mahaprabhu was praying to those devotees. Tomara se para Krishna bhajana dibhari dasare savili Krishna anugraha kore. My dear devotees, only you can give me Krishna bhakti. Only you can give me Krishna prema. So you please give me that thing. And elsewhere in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur describes an even more startling thing. He says that the son of Mother Sachi, Nimai Pandit, he was so beautiful that sometimes his elder brother Vishwarup, he was going to the house of Advaita Acharya, just here, in Advaita Bhavan, and there was some Nam Sankirtan going on there. And we can't even imagine the depth of ecstasy, the depth of absorption that those devotees were experiencing in that Nam Sankirtan going on with Sadashiva, Mahavishnu avatar, Advaita Acharya, with Shivas Thakur, was the incarnation of Narad Muni, and other exalted eternal associates of the Lord, and what they were experiencing in that Nam Kirtan. But they became very bewildered when this little Nimai would come into their Kirtan and say, excuse me please, but my Mata, she's told me to come and get my Borobai, my big brother. All of a sudden, their absorption in Krishna and Krishna Nam just stopped. And they looked at this beautiful little boy. And they couldn't think of anything else. And after he would leave, and they would think, what is this? We're not attracted to anything in the material world. We don't feel any material desires. We're not attracted by any signboards or movies or anything like that. But how is it we're attracted by this little boy? How is it he's attracting our mind? By Krishna's Yoga Maya, by Mahaprabhu's Yoga Maya potency, they didn't realize that Nimai was actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it's described by Vrindavan Das Thakur, Anyahanye Savaye Sadhane Sabaprati Savi Bhalo Ihan Hoka Krishnavati. That all the devotees, every day they were going to the Ganga and dandavat bhai sabe parilaghangare sarva bhagavat mele asirvada kore. They were praying to Krishna, oh dear Krishna, please give the son of Jagannath Misha prema. Please give him Krishna bhakti. Namo mahavadanyaya Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne gora tvishe namaha. He who is prema pradata, the giver of Krishna prema, they're praying that he'll get Krishna prema. They're a little mixed up. You might think like that. But there's something more to it. In Vrindavan Das Thakur, he describes, Bhakta Asirvada Prabhu Sire Kori Loi. That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took that Asirvada, that blessing of the devotees, and Prabhu Sire Kori Loi, he took it on his head. He accepted their blessing. Because Bhakta Asirvada Se Krishneti Bhakti Hoi. He understood that without the blessings of the devotees, there's no question of someone getting Krishna prema. Krishna bhakti janma mula hoya sadhu sangha. My revered spiritual master liked to quote this verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. The birthplace of Krishna bhakti is sadhu sangha. So even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he's also praying for the mercy of the devotees. How do we understand that? How do we understand that in the context of our Nam Bhajan? And how do we understand that in the context of his Nam Bhajan? There's a deep purport to it. And we should understand this. We should go deep into this thing. We shouldn't be lazy and just, oh, I want to go to Mayapur for Gaura Purnima. Why do you want to go to Mayapur for Gaura Purnima? Because they have 10 different kinds of pizza that you can get. And I'll have so many old friends all over. And Tadiksha Karuna Kabu is going to play some nice rock and roll Hare Krishna on the stage. And I'm going to enjoy. It's going to be very, very nice. And sometimes we can go to the Ganga and take bath. And we'll have a very good time like that. That's okay. We want to encourage people to join. I heard once, Hridayananda Maharaj was telling us that there was one temple they had somewhere in South America. I don't remember where. And they had two brahmacharis who were very good preachers. They're very learned. They had bhakti shastri. They knew all verses and things. And in like 2 or 3 years, they didn't make one single devotee. So finally, they shifted those devotees out, and they brought a grihastha couple there. And one man and his very beautiful wife. And then all of a sudden, so many people started coming. And devotees were made because people were attracted. Let's see, this is a grihastha couple. I can relate to that. This is a pretty lady. I like that. They have some nice prasadam. I like that thing. So sometimes we also trick people like that. My revered spiritual master used to say that we should put up a signboard, drink, dance, and dine. With everyone they want to drink, dance, and dine. So we should put up a signboard also. You come here and you drink. Is it Tarama Nama Ladua, Krishna Nama Gi, Hari Nama Kanda Kira, Gori Gori Pi. You take the Krishna Nam, which is just like a ladu, a Rama Nama Ladu, and Krishna Nam, which is like ghee, and Hari Nam, which is like Kanda Kira sweet rice, and Gori Gori, you mix them together, and Pi, you drink that. So after you drink that thing, then you become intoxicated, and then you'll start dancing. And then after you become tired of dancing for something, then you can sit down and we'll feed you. And you can dine. So come drink, dance, and dine. And we tell people like that. It's a very nice thing. But there's something a little deeper, a little more to it. Just like Srila Prabhupada, in the beginning days, he told the devotees, anyway, you just come and you just chant Hare Krishna. And he kept a jar of rasgulas, gulab jamuns by the door, Iskand bullets. And anyone who wanted, they could just eat one of those whenever they liked. Very nice thing. And then one day he said, so tomorrow we'll have some initiation. And you can take initiation, you and you. And yeah, well, this is really cool. I like that. Yes, we'll get initiated. So they all got initiated. And the next day there was a notice on the door. All initiated disciples must follow 4 regulated principles. They must come to morning and evening classes. And the devotees were very, very surprised. So sometimes the devotees, they do something like that. And we trick people to come. But actually the real nectar in Krishna consciousness is not in our own enjoyment. the real nectar comes when we begin to think of the enjoyment of Guru and Krishna. And in our particular line, as we'll try to describe tonight, when we try to think of the enjoyment of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how we can bring pleasure to him. So, Kaviraj Goswami, he described, again in Chaitanya Charitamrita, about the nature of this Premanam Sankirtan. Chaitanya Gosai Lila Eta Swabha is the swabhav, or the nature of Gaura Lila. We'd like to know, what is the nature, what is the principal nature, what is Gaura Lila like? So he says, Chaitanya Gosai Lila eta swabhav. This is the nature of it. Tribhuvananache ghaya pana prema bhav. That everyone in the three worlds, they begin to dance, sing, and they get this prema bhav. They get Krishna prema. This is the nature. Gaura Lila. Krishna Hare Ajata Stavara Jangame Krishna Prene Mata Kore Krishna Sankirtane Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Hare Hare. This is a very wonderful thing. The Krishna Prema Matta Kori Krishna Kori Krishna Sankirtani. The holy name of Krishna is so attractive that anyone who chants it, even Stavara Jangame, even non-moving and moving living entities, and even Krishna himself, they become imbued with Krishna Prema. That's the effect of chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. So in this age of Kali, there's something different. It's not just Nam Sankirtan, but it's Premanam Sankirtan. It's not just Kevala Nam, but it's Snehayam Nam Samyukta. It's Nam with something else, with Krishna Prema. How that is, and what happens with that, is a very, very wonderful thing. This is a very, very big and very, very deep esoteric subject. We'd like to just touch on a little something. You can read something more about this in Embankment of Separation. And we're not going to try to repeat exactly what our spiritual master said there, but we'll touch on a few of those points and try to discuss how this is relevant for us. Again, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this time in Adi Lila Chapter 4, Kaviraj Goswami is described, Sejvare Achandale Kirtana Sanchare Nama Prema Mala Gante Parayila Samsare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. He said that Mahaprabhu Sejvare Achandale Kirtana Sanchare. He spread kirtan even amongst the untouchables. That's all of us, except for a few exalted people from Kenya and places in India. And he says that a very interesting thing, nama prema mala ganti parili samsari. That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he made a garland out of the holy name and prema. Previously, these two things were separate. But he took a string and he connected these two things together. This is a very amazing and wonderful thing within Gaura Lila. We should understand something about the amazing nature of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In my Guru Maharaj's language, Mahaprabhu is two opposites in one container. Krishna is Priti Vishoy. He's the supreme object of love. Because that's his job, that's his job description, he's God. And he also has to check into the office and do his work of creation and destruction and being sarvajna and all that kind of very busy work. Because of his nature, it's not possible for him to understand the nature of the Prithivishray, or the supreme abode of love. That abode of love is Srimati Radharani. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is two opposites in one container. Because Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. He's a combined form of Radha and Krishna. So he's both Prithi Ashray and Prithi Vishray. He's both Bhagavan and Bhakta. He's both the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the devotee. Because the Radha and Krishna combined within Mahaprabhu, which is known as Vishrambena, or Pranaya, technically, it's a very esoteric subject. Because Radha and Krishna combined in Mahaprabhu, that means there's Milan, or union, in Mahaprabhu. He's a supreme form of union. If we think about that, Radha and Krishna become one in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrikitir Ladini Shaktir Asmai. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes this. And the same word pranaya again is used in the sixth verse of Adi Lila also. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kiddri Sarvanayeva. Krishna wanted to know, what is a pranaya mahima? The glory of Radharani's love when she becomes one with him. So Radha and Krishna are one within Mahaprabhu. It's a little technical. Please be patient and try to understand this. If we stretch our brains a little bit, we can accommodate something more, then it'll help us. And maybe that'll become transferred something to our heart someday, hopefully. So there's union in Mahaprabhu. But at the same time, there's separation. Because Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna Swarup. He's Krishna. But Radharani's mood and Radharani's complexion are predominant in Gaura. So Radharani's mood, in particular, that Krishna wanted to taste, is the particular emotion which is known as Madanakya Mahabhav. This Madanakya Mahabhav is described by our acharyas as being indescribable and very, very mysterious and beyond the realm of words. It's when the lover and the lover become one. It's when there's union after separation. It's described that this prema, this river of love, the prema dwara, has two embankments, the sambhog tattva and the vipalamba tattva, the embankment of union and the embankment of separation. So there's four different types of vipalamba and four different types of sambhog. These different types of vipralamba are described as purvarag, man, prema vaichitya, and prabhas. Purvarag means when Radha and Krishna, before they've met, but they've heard of each other. And they're feeling separation. I'd really like to meet her. I'd really like to meet him. And they're missing each other, even though they hadn't met. And then there's man, which is loving sulkiness. And sometimes Krishna, or sometimes Radharani, makes the other one angry, and the beloved becomes sulky and says, get out from here, probationary shade, you're not allowed entrance, go away, I won't see you. That's known as man, and that raises the level of love. The third type is known as prema vaichitya, which is a very astonishing type of love. Prema vaichitya is when the lover and the beloved are present together, but they're feeling separation. Such a place as Prem Sarovar near Barsana, when Radha and Krishna were sitting together. Radharani was sitting on Krishna's lap, and a bumblebee came. And the bumblebee saw the lotus eyes of Srimati Radharani. I thought, wow, here's some nectar. And started going for those lotus eyes. And then Radharani became frightened and started waving her hands to make the bee go away. But Radharani's hands are also like lotuses. And the bee became even more attracted. And then Radharani opened her mouth and started saying, go away. But when the bumblebee smelled the fragrance coming from Radharani's mouth, that bee became completely intoxicated. and very determined to get nectar. So then Madhu Mangal, who's a pre-anonymous sukha, was a very intimate associate of Radha and Krishna, he was present there, and he took his stick and chased that bumblebee away. And then he told Radhika, he said, now Madhusudan is gone. Who is Madhusudan? Madhusudan means someone who's always looking for madhu, for honey. That's a bumblebee. But there's another Madhusudan who's also looking for honey always, and that's Krishna. Madhusudan is also named for Krishna. So Radhika was sitting on Krishna's lap, but when Madhu Mangal said, Ma Madhusudan is gone, Radharani thought, oh, Krishna's gone? And she began to cry in separation. This is known as unmadana, or a type of divine madness. It's madness. Krishna's right in front of you, you're sitting on his lap. How can you feel separation? But she's feeling intense separation. She started crying. And when Krishna saw the ecstatic emotions of Radhika, Krishna became so moved that he started crying and feeling separation from Radharani. And the combination of their tears made that beautiful lake right near Barsana, which is known as Prem Sarovar. So this is an example. And there are many examples in our Gaudiya literature of Prema Vaichitya, when the lover and the beloved are together, but they're feeling separation. In Jagannath Puri recently, we spoke a lot about this last type of separation, which is called prabhas. Prabhas means from a distance. And there's two types of prabhas, dura prabhas and sudura prabhas. Dura prabhas is when Krishna goes to herd the cows. And he goes to Bhandiravan. And the gopis don't see him for 3 or 4 hours until they meet again at Radhakund, or sometimes at Suryakund, and they're feeling so much separation from Krishna. Krishna's gone away. That's dura prabhas. But sudura prabhas is su means more intense. Sudura prabhas is when Krishna's gone away to Mathura or Dwarka, and the gopis don't know when or even if they'll ever see Krishna again. And that type of separation is the topmost. Again, there's four types of union. We won't go through those. But the last type of union is known as Samridhiman Sambhog. Samridhiman Sambhog, Samridhiman means fully enriched. It means that union, which is a fully enriched type of union. That Samridhiman Sambhog takes place when the lover and the beloved are reunited after Sudura Prabhas. This is Kurukshetra Milan. This is Rath Yatra, when Radha and Krishna again come together after a long period of separation. At that time, there's a mixture of emotions that take place. And that mixture, to put it in a very simple way, is known as Madanakya Mahabhav. And a very, very intense feelings of separation. So it's to taste the feelings of Madanakya Mahabhava Mayi, Radhika, that Krishna, who's Rashika Shekhar, the supreme enjoyer of mellows, that he comes as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So there's union within Mahaprabhu, and there's also separation. A very interesting thing with Mahaprabhu's Nam Sankirtan is that what's going on? There's Nam, and there's Nami, both present. Nam is the name, and Nami is the person who's named. So Mahaprabhu is Krishna, he's Nami, and he's chanting Nam. So in his kirtan is Nam and Nami. And a third thing is also there within his kirtan, and that's prema. It's described by Krishna Das Kabraj Goswami. Tattva Vastu Krishna, Krishna Bhakti Prema Rupa, Nama Sankirtana Sama. Tattva Vastu, the Tattva Vastu, or the supreme object, the supreme subject of something to understand, Tattva, is Krishna. Tattva Vastu, Krishna. Krishna Bhakti, Prema Roop. There's three subject matters, principally. We have Bhagavan, Bhakta, and Bhakti. These three things. So Tattva Vastu is Krishna. And Krishna Bhakti is Prema Roop. Nam Sankirtana Sabha Ananda Swarup. And in this Nam Sankirtan, all three of these things have been all mixed together. Because Nam is Krishna. Krishna is there. That's Tattva Vastu. Krishna is there. Krishna Bhakti Prema Rupa is also there. Because the holy name is Prema. It's not just that the holy name gives Prema, but the holy name is Prema. Nama Prema Mala Ghanti Paribe Sangsari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made a mala. He made a garland. Previously, these two things were separate. But in Gaura Lila, he wove a garland and he made them into one thing together. So in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur said a similar thing. Jaya Jaya Hare Krishna Mantra Prakash. Jaya Jaya Nija Bhakti Graha. To that person who, Hare Krishna, Mantra Prakash, who manifested the Maha Mantra, Sankirtanaika Pitaro, Kamalaya Taksho, that lotus eyed Lord Gaurasunda, he's Sankirtanaika Pitaro. He's the father of the Sankirtan movement. But at the same time, Jaya Jaya Nija Bhakti Grahana Bilas. He's also enjoying the pastime of accepting his own devotion. It's so many contradictions in one box. It's a very, very amazing thing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Nam Sankirtan. Mahaprabhu himself is two opposites in one container. Sambhog, union, and Vipralamba, separation, combined together in one container, that's Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, within the Nam Sankirtan that he's doing, there's a combination of different things which are usually not found together. Krishna is there. The Bhakta is there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming, Bhakta Roop. He's coming in the mood of a devotee. And Krishna Prem is also there. Within this Krishna Nam, within the Nam Sankirtan, the Prema Nam Sankirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we find both Aswadika and Aswada. The taster and the taste. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming at Radhabhav. Radharani, she's the taste. Krishna's the taste, and the taster is Radharani. But now the taste and the taster have come in one. And similarly, the Nam Bhajan that he's bringing, it's a different kind of Nam Bhajan. And he's doing this Nam Bhajan. He himself, he is that name. But at the same time, he's tasting that name. This is a great mystery of Gaura Kirtan. What is the root of this kirtan? What is the source of this? What is the cause of it? To understand that, we have to look to Srimati Radharani. And this is something that we spoke about in Jagannath Puri. So those of you who are there, please forgive us. We'll repeat a little something. This might be good for you. I don't know if you'd remember this. This is a very high subject. This subject matter is way beyond us. But we want to say something about this still because it has some relevance to us. Even as high as it is and as distant as it is, still it has some relevance. It's described that Gaura Lila is a parishishta or an appendix of Krishna Lila. Krishna Lila, not everything was fulfilled in Krishna Lila. Although Krishna, he's the supreme enjoyer. He's independent. He's swatantra. And although he's fully satisfied within himself, still there's something which he couldn't relish and that he wanted to relish. And it caused greed in him. So much greed that he came to Sri Sachinandana Gaura Hari. And what was that greed? That greed was to understand what is the nature of Radharani's love. But when we talk about Radharani's love for Krishna, it's like an ocean. An ocean's not like a lake or a puddle. A puddle or a lake, the water is just flat. But in the ocean of Radha Bhav, there are so many waves. Sometimes they go very high and sometimes they go down. Sometimes there's a tsunami, a huge wave which comes and wipes everything out. So if we say that Krishna came to taste Radharani's love, then was it a particular type of love? Was it a particular type of emotion? This Vipralamba, Jiva Goswami in Pratisandarbha, he defines it, Vipra meaning distance, and Lamba meaning attaining. So he says that Vipralamba means attainment through distance. Krishna, when he saw the pastime which happened at Prem Sarovar, and how Radhika was crying when she's sitting on his lap, feeling separation, Krishna thought to himself, this is madness. Who can understand Radha Bhav? It's such a deep, inconceivable thing. When she's present with me, she's feeling separation. So I should go away. Because if I go away, then she'll feel union with me. And that exact thing happened. So we spoke briefly about these four different types of Vipralamba. This Purvarag, Man, Prema Vaichitya, and Prabhas, Dura Prabhas, and Sudura Prabhas. The Sudura Prabhas is the last limit of Vipralamba, the most intense form of Vipralamba. That Sudura Prabhas has 10 different manifestations. That's a whole other subject. We discussed that briefly in Puri. We printed an article from our spiritual master about that topic based on purports from Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. It's known as Dasa-Dasa, 10 different stages of Sudura Prabhas, the last of which is known as Mrityu, or death. And so Srimati Radharani, after Krishna had left for Mathura and Dwarka, she progressively went through each one of these different stages of Dasa-Dasa, until finally she came to the last stage, the last limit, what we can call Bhakti Naipunya, the last limit of Bhakti, which is a stage known as Mrityu, or death. And there's a song that our spiritual master sang regarding that, which we sang in Puri recently. We'll sing again. To her girl companions, and she told them that this Vipralamba, it's Vipralamba Jwara, Vipralamba Agni, it's a fever of separation, and I can no longer live in separation from my Prananath, the Lord of my life, Krishna. Without him I can't exist any longer. So at this time, you take me to the bank of the Jamuna, because the Jamuna is so dear to me.